Please take your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 4. We begin a new passage today. This is a new passage that follows the first part of Ephesians 4, where we've been studying about the gifts that God gives to the church. God gives pastor teachers to the churches for leadership reasons, and He gives each one of you a spiritual gift that you are to use, that you are to learn to use to minister to each other. When we are born spiritually, we're born as little babies. And God expects us through His Word to receive the Word of life, or the bread of life, as we heard in the Bible Hour. And as a result, receive energy. If we can use the Word, when we eat bread, when we eat food, we digest that food. And our body turns that food into energy that we can live physically and do the things we do in life. In the very same way, the Word of God, when we receive it, when we begin to digest it, it gives us spiritual energy to live the way God wants us to live. And so let's read, beginning with verse 17 today, about this new life that we have in Jesus Christ. Paul says in Ephesians 4:17, "This I say, and I testify to you in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard Him and you have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. Put off, therefore, the old conduct, the former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation." The Bible teaches us that at the moment that we come to Jesus Christ, when we become Christians, when we accept the gift of grace that God gives us, when God justifies us and imputes to us His righteousness so that we can live a life that is right before Him. The Bible teaches us that a complete and total transformation has to occur in our life. If your life is not completely different than the life that you lived before you met Jesus Christ, then your life has not been changed, then you have not met the Jesus that was risen from the tomb that Easter morning. Salvation is not, like many people say, simply an improvement in our life. A lot of people think that when you come to Jesus Christ, somehow your life has to change, your outward behavior, and that is true. But that change occurs as a result of this spiritual food that God gives you. The change occurs when God changes you. And when God changes you, He changes you completely from the inside out. He changes the way you think, the way you act, the way you speak, the way you live, the way you interact with other Christians. You acquire a whole new nature. And to sum it up with two phrases, this whole passage that we read from verse 17 to 24. The result of you coming here every week, the result of you listening to your pastor teachers teaching you the Word of God, is that your life and your mind and your thinking is transformed. You are no longer an old man, you are a new man. Now, when I was growing up, the language new man and old man referred to your father. Your father was an old man. And what the culture was trying to say is that your parents, they grew up in another time, in a different era. And you know better than them. And that was kind of a put down, to put your parents down. But when Apostle Paul and when Scripture talks about an old man, he's talking about the way we used to live. And now we have a new way of living. Our life as Christians, I use this word very, very carefully, but our life as Christians has to be radically different than the life that we had before we met Jesus Christ. There has to be a revolution in our life, in the way we think, in the way we act. The way we live has to be different than the way the world lives. We have to love the things of God, not love the things of the world. Remember 1 John. We went through 1 John one time. And John says, don't love the world and don't love the things that are in the world because they are temporary. They pass away. But instead, love God. Love is eternal. God is love. We know that God is love. And God's love is eternal. And when we have the new nature of Jesus Christ in our life, we can demonstrate this eternal character of God in our life. And so if you remember when we started this chapter, chapter 4, verse 1, we spent some time dealing with Paul's appeal to the Christians that he was writing to. He was writing to the church at Ephesus, this church where Paul had spent 3.5 years as a pastor. And later on, Timothy and John was a pastor there later on, the Apostle John. And Paul says in verse 1, I am the prisoner of Jesus Christ. And he says, I beseech you, or I beg you. Paul is appealing to the emotional side that we have. And he says, live according to the calling with which God has called you. A worthy calling. You know, the world is not worthy, the Bible says, of Jesus Christ. He's above it all. In Hebrews, when we read the list in chapter 11 of the godly, faithful men that lived with their faith, it says the world was not worthy of them. The lifestyle has to be so radically different from the evil corruption in the world, as we read here in Ephesians, that has to be different. And Paul appeals to the Christian's lifestyle. And he says, I beg you that you, that your life, that your talk, that your action, that the way you think would be different than in the world. Paul, in this first 16 verses, we've detailed it, looks at different aspects of our Christian life. The primary characteristic of our life as Christians is our unity in the body. There is one body, there is one Christ, there is one baptism. We looked at all of these things that unite us from the Word of God that we faithfully stand here Sunday after Sunday teaching you. But notice now Paul starts verse 17 and he uses a similar phrase but with a different word. Paul continues to talk about our walk, but now he's not begging us to walk the way God calls us to walk, the way the Bible teaches us to walk. But now Paul says, I testify in the Lord. I beseech you is different than I testify in the Lord. There's a world of difference here. To beseech, to beg, to ask is on a human level. But when we use the word testify, in the Greek, this word is a legal term that is used in a court of law. Where when you go into the court, the judge asks you and instructs you and commands you that everything you say has to be the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Three times you have to repeat in front of a judge that you will state the truth. And the judge and the lawyers in the court are the witnesses that bear witness to your testimony. Paul says, I call on God as a witness. I command you by the name of the Lord. Paul no longer is asking or begging us. Paul is instructing us as the apostle of Jesus Christ, as the prisoner of Jesus Christ. There's a price to pay for living a godly life. For walking the way God walks us to walk, or wants us to walk. And so Paul says, I now command you. Before he said, I asked you to walk according to your worthy, holy calling. Paul says, but now you have been taught. All the things that he's taught us about the unity in Jesus Christ. That we would grow up. Remember, we talked about the fact that God does not want us to be like little baby children. He wants us to grow up and to act like mature Christians. So the world would know that we belong to Jesus Christ. And so Paul now commands us. He says, all these things that you have learned. The verse that we read here in the Russian text, he says, this is not how you have learned from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ teaches us a new lifestyle, a new walk, a new transformed way of thinking, a way that is so radically different in the world that when people see us, they know that we belong to Jesus Christ. What is the right response to this teaching, to this command that Paul tells us? Our time is short today. We're going to stop on this. But the result of when you come and when you hear the word of God is that your thinking is transformed, like the brother told us in the Bible hour. Like Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, that your mind would be transformed by being conformed to the word of God. Okay? Our mind, our thinking becomes like the very thinking of God. And the result of that is something we talked about in the last couple of months repeatedly, is that we grow up in Jesus Christ. We mature as Christians and are able to live victorious Christian lives, victorious over sin, victorious over the mindset of the world, victorious over the way and the walk that the world presents to us. Our life will be different. God willing, next Sunday, if God gives us life, we will continue in this text and look at some new ideas that God has for us. May God bless his word. Amen.